pleasant good morning to you. This is Ed Elcott, and welcome to Elcott The Next Step. I am so happy to be with you this morning, and we're back home here in California. California has always been a welcoming home to new ways of thinking and new ways of being. Over the last week, we had spent some time with our friends in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas is seen traditionally, I think, as a place of earthly pursuits. Pursuits of the, what we would call in our faith, pursuits of the more gross or physical or material sense. We don't mean gross in a negative way. We mean that in the gross value of the material. And the gross value of the material does have its value. We must live in a world that is not only 100% spiritual, but 100% physical as well. Whether the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said that originally, or whether I, Elcott, I.R. Elcott, of the One, it matters not. I was the original orator of that sentimentality and that sentiment. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, recently arrived from India, was reaching out to a new breed of follower and had unfortunately ventured into the areas of Elcott. I had sent a letter to attorneys representing the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi stating that the phrase 100% physical, as well as 100% material, as well as 100% spiritual, and I hope I have with me Father Guy. Did I say that originally properly?
I think you did. I'm not quite sure. You know, if you did not articulate that properly in the opening sense, you might want to backtrack.
All right, I think that's fair. So we will do what we call backtrack, and that means we have to begin the day again as if nothing has happened between the time that I originally misstated 100% physical and 100% spiritual. I now want you to clear your mind of any and all exaltation or physical activity that you may have engaged in. Clear the mind, clear the mind. All hail Elcott, all hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
Clear the mind, clear the mind. Now we begin. Good morning and welcome, and this is Elcott, The Next Step. So good of you to be with us as we return home here to the shores of California, our home state. We were in Las Vegas, Nevada over the past week and visited with so many wonderful people, so many members of the Elcott Covens and Clans, the Dens and Coves. If you are beginning your Elcott journey, and it is indeed step one along the many-fold step of Elcott, remember to initiate properly, and you can do that by contacting your local Elcott Cove. Should you be starting with a coven, a cove? Should you be starting with the Elcott Ravine or Valley? Or is it a Elcott Bush Ranch of some kind? What we do at the elemental phase of Elcott, when you're beginning your community, wherever you may live, we generally ask that you begin as a scrub brush ranch.
Good morning.
And good morning. Father Guy is with us. Father Guy and I were just doing a reflection, which is the Elcott version of prayer. We do not believe in prayer because prayer asks. In Elcott, we state and we demand. The difference between Elcott and a traditional religion, and the difference between Elcott and, for instance, some of the more recent science of mind faiths, is as follows. And Father Guy would probably be better at articulating that. First, I would like to welcome Father Guy to all of you and introduce him. Father Guy is a member of our clergy, and we do have a clergy in Elcott, do we not, Father?
We do. My name is Father Guy. My real name is Jack Rabinowitz. And I've taken the name of Father Guy not to cover up Rabinowitz, but to enhance Rabinowitz.
Explain for our listeners what that means.
What it means is I am Jack Rabinowitz, Father Guy. Wherever I go and whatever I do, I always introduce myself as Father Guy, also Jack Rabinowitz.
Do you say those words?
I can say that, or I can simply say I'm Father Guy, Jack Rabinowitz.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Father, are you all right?
I'm fine. If I could get just a small amount of coffee with an exterior of cream.
All right. I'll ask one of our stagehands here, either Tabitha or Samantha, can you get Father Guy a modicum of coffee, correct?
If you wouldn't mind, Tabitha, just a small amount of coffee, and then I want the exterior of cream. I don't want the cream mixed in. I want it sitting atop the coffee. If it sinks into the coffee,
it becomes a pollutant, correct?
It does become pollutant, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you, dear.
Well, that was a moment there for Father Guy. Let me explain. Father Guy spent two summers in Mozambique, not as a missionary, but he was there as a part of a crew that had been very, very unfortunately wrecked, purposefully wrecked, on the river Alawun, correct?
That is correct.
It was there that he discovered the basic tenets of Elcott in an effort to survive, but these came to you spontaneously.
They came to me as an origination, that is correct. And as we sought to survive, and we were forced into stages of what some would consider depravity, but what I found out to be, Ed, Dr. Elcott.
Oh, hold on. You just called me Ed, and there's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen, but we do have to begin again. You just called me Ed.
My apologies.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Elcott the Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is Father Guy. And Father Guy is a member of our clergy here. The clergy of Elcott is unlike any other clergy. The clergy of Elcott is a clergy that lives very much in the world. Father Guy will introduce himself. He is the only one allowed to introduce himself initially, and then afterward you may call him Father Guy and the addendum, which he will introduce you to. Good morning, Father Guy.
Good morning. That's a very roundabout way, isn't it?
It is, but we do have our reasons for this in Elcott. It's all for the enhancement and the diminishment of ego.
Yes. My name is Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz. My original name before the awakening, when all was new and the sunrise of my life was beginning.
Isn't that a beautiful way of putting it, too?
It's lovely. It allows us to see our lives in the context of a day. Each person's life is a day. The sunrise of your life is not when you were born. The sunrise of your life is your awakening into Elcott.
Indeed.
My name is Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz. Jack Rabinowitz is the name that I was given during primordial days, that is, the primordial soup.
Now, we're not speaking literally of man as a tadpole, if you will. I don't mean to be humorous, but when we were a very elemental creature.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about when we were born and we were with our parents and we were doing the things that normal children do, what we call normal. In Elcott, we consider that to be living in a soup, in a primordial swamp.
And this is not to degenerate the wonderful childhoods that so many of us had, but we do want to see it in its correct context.
Yes. So when we were children, no matter how happy we were as children, we were really living in a fetid swamp where there were alligators and snake, where there was every sort of uncomfortable, foul, and befouling element, even though we were young and free and enjoying our lives.
Elcott is that which elevates even above the joy of a child. If you can imagine Elcott is so pure in its perception of life that we view childhood in exactly the proper context, that you are really a thing in a swamp, and that all that surrounds you, even your mother and father and the love of your grandparents, is a stench that you can barely abide once you are of Elcott.
Yes, and we have had a great many people say, well, are you a cult? No, we are not.
We want to be very clear. There is no icon, no human. There is no worshiping of a human personage. There is only Elcott, the next step. So it is not a sect and not a cult. And certainly we're not trying to separate people from their families, but people naturally do that, don't they?
People do naturally separate, because what happens is, once you're of the awakening, and Elcott begins to make his move, and this is the initial stage of awakening. There's four stages of awakening.
Elcott makes his move.
Elcott makes his move. Elcott, hands on. Elcott, I. Elcott, IR.
And that is the next step.
That is the next step. When you become Elcott, IR, you are of the us. You are of the one, which is IR, the many.
And that is when we begin to express ourselves in the plural as a singular entity.
Yes.
Now, take us back to what we were discussing previously. We were talking about the difference between Elcott and traditional religion and Elcott, newer religion, the 19th century philosophies and the 19th century life behavior modification tuition that we call, for instance, Mary Baker Eddy's Science of Mind.
Yes. Thank you very much, Elcott. And I apologize again for calling you
by the... But you called me by my pre-awakening. We didn't mean, for those of you that were with us, we had to renew. And when we renew, that simply means we stop and we start yet again. The renewal took place twice when he called me by my pre-awakening name, which was Ed, and the other was... I forget now. We could talk to Samantha.
It was part and parcel of a restep.
Yes.
The difference between Elcott as the original prayer, which was given to the early religions, beseeching of God.
Yes.
Elcott does not believe in that kind of prayer. We do not ask or plead with God. We don't ask or beg. We don't get to our knees and cry and this kind of importune, this kind of thing.
No, and this is not any disparagement of the Godhead, the Mother Father. This is not any disparagement at all of that concept, which we have traditionally called the Godhead, the Mother Father, or the Great Spirit, or that which is the law unto itself. This is not to disparage any of that, but we simply refuse to go to that and ask it for something when we know full well that it is our absolute right. So I'm leading up to it.
Yes. Now, Mary Baker Eddy in Science of Mind believed that God was not something you asked something of or pray or begged something of. Mary Baker Eddy believed that it was a principle to apply.
Yes. Explain that.
That God is more a mathematical equation that one uses to bring into one's life the plenty, the benefits, the blessings of life.
Now, here is where Elcott, the next step, is different from those two.
In Elcott, we demand. We pound on the door of plenty. We kick in the door of plenty. We use these terms not to be violent or to demonstrate any violent intent toward universal cornucopia. And cornucopia is the plural of cornucopium, you see.
Yes. When you, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, which is my right to call you because you've already rolled out your moniker.
Yes.
When you pray, Elcott, how do you pray?
Give me what I want now. And if you don't, I will do everything in my power to usurp you as the Godhead and raise myself to equal status, at which time I will vanquish you, and I will spiritually, the equivalent spiritually, of use you in any way I wish, including my bidding.
So you're threatening God.
I'm not so much threatening God as I'm demanding of God and telling God what will happen if I don't get mine. And that brings us into the elevation.
All right. There's an awful lot here to be thinking of, and a very pleasant good morning. You're listening to Father Guy. This is Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, which is his full moniker, the addendum moniker, the moniker that has been addended or appendended. I am Elcott, Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is it, Elcott, the next step. And we'll take this very quick break, and we're very happy that you're with us this morning here, and this, of course, a podcast that you can carry with you throughout the day. And we want you to do that. We want you to take these podcasts with you and listen to them and luxuriate in them. If you're on your lunch break, sit and have your sandwich or your soup or your beverage and sit in your car away from all of the hubbub and the noise and spend your lunch hour with me, Dr. Ed Elcott. We'll be right back. Dr. Ed Elcott will be holding forth at Wampaw University in upstate New York on Sunday, the 22nd of June. Sunday, the 22nd of June, an exalted date in the history of Elcott. I'm Jerry Elcott, Dr. Elcott's son, and I will be there providing vestments and support. So join us, won't you, at Wampaw University as Dr. Ed Elcott addresses the Wampaw Assembly and talks about the reasoning and how it can all work to our benefit next year.
The Reasoning with Dr. Ed Elcott and his son Jerry Elcott, Wampaw University, Sunday, 1 p.m. at the Wampaw Assembly Hall.
Join us. That, by the way, was not my son. The last gentleman who said join us, Father Guy Rabinowitz, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, excuse me, who was that?
Yes, that was a young novitiate in our priesthood. That was Clarence. And Clarence, as you know, has lost his last name. Literally has lost his last name. I don't know his last name. You have to lose your last name when you enter the priesthood.
And how is it then that we know yours?
We reclaim it. So when we enter the priesthood, we lose our last name. Not our first name. We have to know our first name. But we lose our last name. So we lose all connection with the last name and that which it can connect us to. But once we have moved through level 7 seminarian and we are ready to jettison into the world as a full Elcott priest, then we reclaim our name.
Now, people will be asking, how do I reclaim something I've forgotten?
That is sacrosanct.
And that means in our faith, you will only find out how to do that once you have passed through level 7 seminarian.
Exactly.
Well, there is so much to learn, and yet it is all so very exciting. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to Elcott, the Next Step. With me here is Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz. Now, we demand of God, don't we?
We do. We demand of God, and we say to God, you are going to give me what I want. This is the lesson of today's evolution of Elcott. You know, last week I was listening to you quite carefully, Dr. Ed Elcott, and you were mentioning the diminishing of the ego.
Yes.
That is so primal. We need to take our egos and turn them into something so insignificant that it's nothing more than something on the seat cover in your car. You flick it off. What is that you're flicking off?
Your ego.
It could very well be your ego. It could be my ego. When you get into the car, and you notice that there is a stain. And I put it in this manner because we want to ensure the ego is so shrunken and so small, and yet it must exist. But it is so small that it's something you flick away or wipe with a baby wipe.
I had this letter, and this is a very good time to read this letter, I think, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz. This is a letter from Cassidy Duncan, and she is in Turin, Illinois. And Cassidy writes, Dear Ed Elcott, and of course this is for you as well, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz.
Yes.
I was re-diapering my baby the other day, recognizing, of course, that my child is nothing more than a thing in a swamp, and I am further along life's road thanks to Elcott the Next Step. As I was wiping my baby and cleaning my baby up, it had defecated quite frequently in its diaper, I decided that I, my ego, was probably much like this corn kernel that I found in my son Elvin's diaper. And I wrote her back. I said, Cassidy, the fact you've given your son a name like Elvin sends him further down the highway to Elcott. So, yehi, yehi.
Yehi, yehi.
Yes, all hail Elcott, all hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
The fact that you now see yourself as a kernel of corn in the defecation of a baby sitting in a diaper that should by all rights be in a dumpster somewhere down near the beach or a treatment plant shows how far along the pathway you are, and you're not too far clear of your own son, Elvin. It is very possible that in this life, Cassidy, you and Elvin can become two peas in the Elcott. You'll notice that we've borrowed that from colloquial phrasing.
Yes, well, the two peas in a pod represent two married Elcott souls. Now, we don't suggest by any stretch of the imagination that a son marry his own mother, and yet we do see the two of them as viper-like, living off the blood of each other.
The spiritual blood.
The spiritual blood, yes.
So, Cassidy, the good news in your letter there is that you and Elvin, as he defecates into that diaper, the very being that you are, which is nothing more than a baby's bowel movement, isn't it a wonderful thing to know that Elvin is your future, that baby that you're diapering? Well, we've got some other things to cover here today, and we're going to cover them in just a moment, but we do want to take this very quick break. So many things happening around the country with Elcott the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, and we'll take some phone calls as well from you. You can call and talk here with Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz or myself, and we can begin to plant the seeds of the knowing.
Elcott the Next Step. The seeds of the knowing in a moment.
Hello. I'm Werner Jackson from Saginaw, Michigan. 6 years ago, I was in a coma in a hospital in Detroit. I had thrown myself off the top of a bridge, head first, onto the plaza there at the Renaissance Center. It was my desire to fly. Obviously, it did not work the way I wanted it to. I landed head first on a pile of cardboard boxes that were being unloaded from a trade show that had just happened days before. My head, my body, relatively unscathed, but my brain received such a concussion that I was in a coma for the next 2 years. When I came out of this coma, I recognized what I'd done wrong. I had not thrown myself into Elcott the Awakening, Elcott the Next Step, Elcott the Jettisoning, I Had Not Become as a Thing in a Swamp. That is when I sought out Dr. Ed Elcott and began my instruction at his very feet. And I can tell you today, having founded the very first Saginaw Elcott Cove, that I'm happier today than I've ever been in my life, which only started 2 years ago. Most of my life I have spent unconscious, and I suspect the same is true of you. Well, I think that's a wonderful testimonial there.
It is, absolutely is.
And that man's story is an amazing story. And the Saginaw Cove today is on the verge of becoming a cave. And then the next step, Dr. Guy Jacrobino, or Father Guy Jacrobinowitz, is what?
Well, you called me doctor. You didn't call me father, so we have to start again, don't we?
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. We're going to have to start again because that's my second faux pas. I apologize.
No, it's fine, Dr. Elcott.
Father Guy Jacrobinowitz is his proper name. Let me restart. And here we go. Good morning and welcome to Elcott the Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and with me is Father Guy Jacrobinowitz. And today we're going to continue our journey to the awakening, the arisement, and the ultimate influential, which is a fluid-like knowledge that can permeate the entire being. Today we're speaking with Father Guy Jacrobinowitz about the new coven in Saginaw, Michigan.
I'm very proud of our Elcott covens, coves, caves, and ravines, and even the Bush Ranch. And for those of you who are having a difficult time beginning your Elcott coven or cove, and you don't even have the wherewithal to start a bush ranch, perhaps you need a prairie fire. That is an all-consuming fire that destroys everything that you have created up to that point. But it must be Elcott-related. And what does that mean? It means that you attempted to start an Elcott coven. You were so inept, and there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't be angry with yourself or belittle yourself. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I started 3 Elcott prairie fires before I finally elevated myself to bush ranch status. I became a cook on my own bush ranch. And from there, I went on to cave, coven, cove, ravine, to clan. And today, of course, I am at Elcott the Next Step. And this is where I have God do my bidding if he does not do what I tell him to do. That's really what Elcott the Next Step is all about.
Very well put, and I want everyone to hear that. You see, that is our journey. That is our belief. That is our ministry, so that you can become one with the ideal, that which was founded by my great-grandfather, Mervyn, and founded by his great-grandfather, Aha, Aha, Aha. He was not of this earth. He was simply the sound of laughter. That was my great-great-grandfather. And he formulated the idea that if God doesn't do what we tell him to do, he will, or know the reason why.
God then becomes that which does our bidding. And that's why we involve ourselves in a very extensive study of Mandarin Chinese.
Please explain to our listening audience, the podcast listeners, what that means.
Those of us that have elevated ourselves to Elcott the Next Step know Mandarin Chinese fluently. That's probably the most difficult step of all, to learn Mandarin Chinese. Hop Sing, which was a traditional character on Bonanza.
You need some more Sabatha or Tamantha? I'm sorry. Your name is now Sabatha. I know it was Samantha, but I've changed it to Sabatha because I don't like Samantha. I like Sabatha. It's more, and you're now Tamantha. No, you're not. You're not Tabitha, you're Tamantha. Get him water. You get him water. All hail Elcott.
Thank you so very much, Doctor.
It's all right, Father.
So, Mandarin Chinese is required of our Elcott the Next Step devotees and initiates because Hop Sing did the bidding of the three...
This is a very powerful moment. I want all of you who are listening to please allow this to evaporate on you. What is happening here to Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz is the evaporation of the concept of Hop Sing doing the bidding of three foul Eastern boys of Anglo descent in the far West whose father is filthy rich. And the three of them have some idea that they're real special.
I know that this is a cultural reference that a great many people don't get, but I'll simply say Hop Sing did the bidding of three cowboys. And so in speaking Mandarin Chinese, we relegate God to the level of a Chinese houseboy.
Understood. And so this is why we say to you, and we say this with glee and joy, all hail Elcott, Dong Ang Yang Jing, Chong Am Boing.
And that means, God, sit tight, I'll be right with you.
Very colloquial.
It is. And that is how we communicate, not only amongst ourselves in our covens, ravines, and prairie fires, but also to God himself. Go get me a pack of cigarettes.
You'll notice I didn't move, neither did Tamantha or Sabitha, because he's telling God to go get him a magazine and a pack of cigarettes.
Very profound, and something that we can cover in future shows.
We will cover those in future shows, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, but I'm not sure yet whether I will have you on those shows.
I understand.
And so people know I'm not being argumentative. The Father understands that I'm simply stating that I'm not sure I want him anywhere near me after this program. And it's hard for people to get the concept, isn't it?
Yes, they think that we're enemies somehow, or that we don't like each other. That may very well be the case, but we speak with friendship, and we speak with familiarity, we speak with a familial love that may not exist, but that's how we pretend we are. And so while Dr. Ed Elcott talks to me in a disrespectful way, that he doesn't want me back on this program, I know that all things Elcott has evaporated.
All hail Elcott.
Yes.
So, our next program may have Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, or it may not. If it does not, it's because I don't like him or the smell coming off of him. Did you bathe?
I did not.
Not this morning?
No.
And you didn't bathe to offend me?
That is exactly correct, but not to offend you emotionally.
No, I understand. To offend my senses.
Yes.
What a wonderful day it is that we can recognize all things possible in Elcott. Again, my marching orders for you for this week would be, go out into the world, diminish the ego as much as is humanly possible, create, if you can, the sense that you're a worthless thing and you don't really have the right to ask anything of anyone. You see what I mean?
I think I see what you mean. I guess I see what you mean.
See, he's pretending that he is a non-initiate.
Yes. We're psychodrama, is what they call that.
Yes. Go out into the world and make sure all things are possible. Do you see what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, you're stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid.
All hail Elcott.
You have no right.
Now, that is the normal exchange that one should have with a initiate if one is Elcott the Next Step. If you are not Elcott the Next Step, but you are simply Elcott the Post-Awakening, you have no right at all to speak that way to anyone.
And I guess we should also at this time let people know about the various publications that we have at Clearinghouse 6. And to give us more of that, here's Calvin.
Well, thank you, Dr. Elcott, and thank you, Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz. Clearinghouse 6 is the large warehouse on the outskirts of Albany, New York, where we keep all of our Elcott the Next Step publications. The Initiate, The Bible of Elcott the Next Step, The Life of Ha Ha, and The Life of Hanover Elcott. It's all there in Elcott the Next Step, Clearinghouse 6, on the edge of town. That would be Albany, New York. None of us have ever been to Albany, but we have been to the outskirts of Albany, and that's as close to Albany as we want to get. No disrespect intended.
To get Elcott the Next Step, write to Elcott, Clearinghouse 6, outskirts of Albany, New York.
Well, that is all the time we have today for Elcott the Next Step. And all the time we have here for Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz, as we have shown you the level of ego. You are a corn kernel in a bowel movement left in a diaper by a baby. We've also shown you the level of Elcott the Next Step ego, which is, I don't like you and I don't want you back on my show next week. You stink as if you haven't bathed, but I still love him, and he knows that this is a very deep connection that we have. And then, of course, finally, the biggest lesson of today, which is Elcott, the Next Step, Hop Sing. God is nothing more than a houseboy that you can order around, yes, even into your bedroom. Think about that. Think of the freedom. Think of the awareness.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott. And now a special prayer to my great-great-great-great-grandfather, ha ha ha, and to all of you who are elevating yourselves to egolessness until you're but a speck, but a piece of lint, something caught in the nasal hairs of a dog. And dogs don't even sneeze. You're going to live in a dog's nose forever. Here is something to retain. God, today I want a car. I want it new. I want it foreign. I want it with that real cool, expensive leather. And yes, I want burled wood. I want it all, God. If you don't get it for me, report to Haas's bedroom.
I am Father Guy Jack Rabinowitz.
And I am Dr. Ed Elcott. Until next week, all hail Elcott.
Rabinowitz, Rabinowitz, Rabinowitz.
Metamucil.
The Shrivel Shrine in Denver, Colorado, July 7th. Get your tickets now. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. All Hail Elcott is a presentation of Elcott Television, Newport Beach, California.